Hello, Catherine Robinson with the latest headlines from ABC News. A fuel tanker crash in Pakistan has turned into a major disaster, killing more than 120 people. The tanker overturned on the national highway near Bahawalpur, and a large crowd rushed to the scene to collect leaking oil. The fuel then caught alight and the tanker exploded, engulfing all those in the area. Hundreds of police were called in to keep left and right-wing protesters apart in Melbourne today. They had gathered for separate rallies, but a far-right anti-immigration group clashed with a left-wing anti-racism campaign on their way to the State Parliament building. Police used capsicum spray to subdue some protesters. One person was arrested. The polls have opened in Papua New Guinea for voters to cast their ballots in the national elections. Extra police and soldiers have been deployed to contain unrest and secure polling stations. The country's Prime Minister has been weathering corruption allegations, student protests and a vote of no confidence. And Geelong has maintained its top four position by overcoming a determined Fremantle, shrugging off a late challenge to claim victory. While at the MCG, the Tigers edged out the Blues by 26 points.